This is another SoCal Sound session. I am your host, Byron Gonzalez, and thank you for pressing play. Don't forget to subscribe while you're here as well. And today in studio, you know, I always bring you some great artists, and this one's no exception. They go by name Mono Gem. She's a singer-songwriter here in Southern California, and she recently released, well, not recent, it just felt recently because it was brought out during the pandemic, Gardenia. You can catch it here. It'll pop right up over here. And now she's been able to play some shows, and now she's here in our own studios. You're going to see three songs from her in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk with Mono Gem. And fun fact, Mono Gem, it means like a supernova, exploding supernova star. That just tells you a lot about this artist. Mono Gem, how are you?
Hi. ¿Cómo estás? Good. Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. Very happy to have you here. We've been talking ever since you've been releasing singles about that would ultimately be Gardenia.
Yeah.
And now it's finally out. You're yes. 2 years out with this album. I just saw your show at the Sun Rose, and it blew me away.
Oh, thank
but
you.
But otherwise, thank you again for being here. And how are you feeling about Gardenia now being out in the world 2 years in?
I'm like, wow, is it really 2 years?
Right? Time crazy. Flies.
Time yeah, flies. Time has definitely flown by. But I'm so glad that the album is out and with so many people now all over the world. It's been such an amazing thing to release a bilingual record and just like reach so many places in the world that I don't know if I otherwise would have, only singing in English. So.
Yeah. And that's it's a very cool thing that you bring, like, it's a bilingual album. I love your song, Dame la Fuerza, because it speaks to that.
Yeah.
It's like, of course, you can't hide it. Like, you are a pinche gringa, but you also speak Spanish. You're half Mexican, half Jewish, but you speak to that in this album. You have, like, very, like, cumbia-esque songs in there, arrangements, and bilingual lyrics. So it as a bilingual person myself, I really appreciate that. And the music,
thanks.
Yeah, it does reach farther when you do that.
Yeah, it's literally like the best thing in the entire world when somebody comes up to me, like after that show that you were at, like a few people came up to me and they were like, I'm a pinche gringa too, you know, and they were like, it just, I was like, this song is for you, you know, like this, that's why I wrote it. And that was a real feeling I felt growing up. Like I was never Mexican enough to hang with the Mexicans and the Latina. Like I'd never, you know, I couldn't speak that fluently and my accent was off and whatever, you know, and I felt like I got kind of judged, you know?
I'm sure.
And so, yeah, it really took me a while to become confident in my decision to like keep writing in Spanish and keep trying because, you know, that was years of kind of like childhood trauma, not real trauma, but you know, just like,
I mean, it affects your confidence.
For sure. I, you know, it's funny. I like started singing in Portuguese and French before I even started singing in Spanish.
So you're like a multilingualist.
I mean, kind of, I guess. Like I had some gigs, you know, outside of college and I studied a lot of Brazilian music in college.
That's cool. So it's
funny that the languages that were not in my home growing up, like those were the ones I tried singing in first and then, you know, eventually found my little Spanglish home.
Yeah, you found your way back to your raíces,
mm-hmm.
right? I do want to know a little bit more, like, I want to know when it all started. Like, I want to start very early. Like, as a baby, what music... No, I'm just kidding. As a baby, what really motivated you? No, but really, like, what were some of your musical influences growing up? Or do you remember that moment where you heard a song and you're like, it stopped you in your tracks and you're that was the deciding moment for you to start or be involved in music?
Yeah, there were two. And it feels very, like, spot on now that I'm thinking about it. Two songs where I had that moment. One was Mariah Carey's Hero.
Mm.
And like that song was everything to me. I was Mariah like four times in a row for Halloween.
That's cool.
Like straight up, like wearing like ballroom gown, like so silly.
But not the Christmas Mariah?
No, not the Christmas one. Definitely like Hero Mariah.
Okay.
You know, emotions Mariah. Emotion. And then also that like Ranchera album by Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, her famous one.
Uh-huh, yeah. That one song, Solo Tú, Tú Solo Tú, Solo Tú, na 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 na. Yeah, like that one, I just like always remember singing that around the house, con mi abuelita, you know, just like that. Those are some of my earliest childhood memories, like belting Hero and belting Linda Ronstadt.
So you were just like, you knew that you wanted to be a singer. You didn't, did you try out a guitar? Did you try any other instruments?
I play piano like a little bit now. I took piano growing up, but I never wanted to practice. And yeah, I wish that I did. Yeah. But that was kind of it. Yeah, singing was it. My parents put me in singing lessons at age like 4.
Oh,
like I was really little. Just with the teacher in my school.
Uh-huh.
I like started, you know, working on songs with her and doing recitals and all that.
Oh, do you remember when you started songwriting? Mm. And do you remember your first song?
A lot later. Later for sure. My first song. Man, I don't even remember the name, but I could like remember it on the piano. I'm thinking about it, but I was probably right before college, so like 18.
Okay.
Yeah, like I wasn't writing songs my whole high school, you know, early childhood, adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
I really kind of learned how to write a song in college. I feel like because I took some songwriting classes. I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, so. In high school, I was really, like, kind of a jazz nerd.
Okay.
I was, like, not diving into any languages yet. I was just, like, into music. Jazz. Like, real nerdy jazz. Like, I was, like, scat singing.
And, oh, that's
like,
cool. Doing, that's like, very cool.
Transcribing horn solos and stuff. Like, yeah.
You ever incorporate some stat? Are you going to incorporate some scatting into, like, your future music?
Not. No? I mean, I feel like I incorporate my own version of it now. You know, it's kind of more like a cooing or something.
Yeah.
But like,
it's definitely
but definitely like the scat syllables, I don't think I will bring them into the music that I write. But if I ever did kind of like a straight ahead jazz gig, which I've been talking about.
Oh, okay. So that's in the works kind of.
Yeah, like I just love singing those old songs and that's what I grew up singing. So I think it would be fun to do something like that. And maybe I would take a scat solo if it was like that kind of gig where I had like a piano, you know, upright bass player and like, you know, that kind of thing.
One day. I do want to see that. Now that I know your background a little bit.
Yeah.
Now these next songs are very simple, but they're like to know who Mono Jem is as a person. You can answer them a lengthy answer or a very short answer.
Okay. I'm nervous now.
It's going to be easy.
Okay.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Oh, okay.
See? Very easy.
Coffee.
Coffee?
Oat milk latte.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Oh, after having a baby now, I'm like neither.
Neither. You're like, I just want to sleep all day.
Historically, I've been a night owl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are aliens real?
Definitely.
Are ghosts real?
Definitely.
Is Bigfoot real?
Huh?
Is Bigfoot real?
I don't know.
That always gets people.
Not so sure. Not so sure about Bigfoot.
But maybe he's out there.
I'm going to just say yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Why not?
That's funny. What was one of the first concerts you ever attended?
Linda Ronstadt.
No way.
That was my very first concert.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
I know. I know. And full circle moment, at Berklee, I actually got to sing that ranchera song for her. She like came and did, they used to have, you know, well-known artists come and do like clinics or kind of like lectures, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I got to perform that for her, which was amazing.
Wow. If you can choose anybody in the world, if they were just at your fingertips, who would you want to collab with?
Oh, that's a hard one. It's really hard.
Yeah.
The first person that comes to mind is Gabriel Garzón Montano.
Oh. That's a good choice.
K Tronada, Nick Hakim, El Lado Negro.
Oh, cool.
Buscabuya.
There you go.
That
would be,
these
sound really great.
I mean, all like those are all like my Latin, you know, but like, of course, like legacy artists or whatever, you know, I don't know. I'm Michael Jackson, okay. You know?
Yeah. Well, you're Prince. Putting it out there.
Yeah.
For the live ones.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Put it out there in the universe.
I'm about to release a Prince cover, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. In English, though.
What song can you say? Not yet? Still in the
I'll share it with you. No, it's coming out. Purple Rain.
Watch out for it. Follow her on her Spotify, Instagram, everywhere. So let's get into Gardenia. I love the album. I love the artwork. I always love talking about the artwork, especially because I saw a vinyl edition. Uh-huh. And so I like putting up vinyls up. Can you tell me a little story behind the vinyl cover? Who did it? Who helped you? And was it mostly your vision?
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. That cover was, you know, we were deep in the pandemic when we shot it and got everything together. So I remember, and I was pregnant, so I was very nervous.
That's where the glow was.
Yeah, right. I had like a whole team come to my house and we shot those headshots in my backyard. But I always knew I wanted to work with this designer, graphic designer, illustrator. Her name's Nehal. Mm-hmm. And she's incredible. And she kind of does this like kind of painting or sketching on top of photography. Mm-hmm. So I'd been following her and just was, I reached out to her and she was down to do something together. So we did this shoot. It was really simple and just felt really like, it just felt really natural and organic. Like there was no drama, you know?
Organic.
And we shot, it was nice because, you know, we shot it in my garden and we shot it in outside and it just was a really beautiful day and it was cool to do that with my baby before he was here, you know? And yeah, we just kind of sent her, but you know, I've never met Nehal and she lives on the East Coast and we just kind of went back and forth. I said that I wanted, obviously, it to feel very like lush and beautiful and tropical and feel like you're like en mi jardín, conmigo, you know, like that's like what I wanted it to feel like step into my garden.
And I mean, that's what we did with all the songs and it was just a wonderful album. Can you tell me a little process, especially doing it during the pandemic? Was most of the album created during the pandemic and how did
definitely.
How did you cross those barriers that otherwise would have not been there if it wasn't for the pandemic?
A lot of it. So I did the record with these two producers, Will, who is actually playing with me, and Kyle. And they're amazing. We met at Berkeley. Cool. And we sort of reconnected like late 2019 when I was kind of like looking for something new. I was looking to be like ignited again, you know, thus the Spanish Soy Lo Que Soy came out like that day when I was like, I've always wanted to write a song in Spanish. They were like, do it. And they don't speak Spanish. So they were like, whatever you're singing sounds great. And I don't know. I feel like that was a part of a lot of the magic between the three of us was that we were just all kind of like trying something new. And, you know, whenever we put something out into the world, it just really got a lot of great feedback. So it just gave, you know, all of our listeners like just gave me the confidence to keep going.
Well, because also it sounds like all your songs are very personable and you're vulnerable in them.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Your truth. And as listeners, we take to that.
Yeah.
Because we don't see past the
bullshit. It kind of felt like the first time I really did like find that truth to sing about. So that I think is why things started clicking. But yeah, like aside from those first few songs we did in person, like Soy Lo Que Soy, Paraíso, Dame Una Fuerza, those were all together in person and then the world shut down. So then the rest of everything we did virtual, you know, we were like on Zoom, we figured out how to, I figured out how to track my own vocals and.
You became a producer yourself?
Well, no, but a vocal engineer.
Okay. Oh, there's a difference.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, and that, you know, that was exciting for me too because I felt like was really even more a part of the process because I was able to record my own vocals and we sort of worked mostly remotely and then towards the end of the pandemic when things were like easing up, well, it wasn't the end, but like, we had little breaks, you know? So one of the breaks, you know, it wasn't the caseload, the numbers weren't so bad and we all took a test and I rented a house in Airbnb, an Airbnb in Joshua Tree.
What a great place. Wow.
Yeah, we just wanted to like go to the desert. It's close. We're all here. So I was like, let's get out of town and just like finish this record. You know, and we like transformed this living room and it had a beautiful view. That's where we wrote Tangerine Sky. It was like about that view. And like we were like eating mushrooms and smoking weed and just like having a blast. Like a baby wasn't even on my radar. Like, I was just like, you know, living life, having a blast. So that was really like just a solid musical memory. It just felt like so creative.
That's cool. So you were even still creating music and songs for the album that you were recording while you were recording it.
Yeah, exactly. We were like, that was kind of like the point of that trip. We went away for like 4 days. I was like, let's just finish this record. Wow. So we did. And I think we wrote like 3 songs that trip, which was like very productive.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the process is kind of always ever changing because we're all changing. And, you know, I've worked with a new group of producers for Feeling Myself. And that was awesome. That was kind of my first one back.
Yeah.
After taking a big break. So it gave me kind of the confidence to write again in English. Because I felt like I lost that.
Right, but then you're still going to incorporate.
For sure.
I think you're getting to a point where you got to, like, get that synergy going again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Feeling Myself was amazing, too. It's just another little bop.
Thank you.
Little bops.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt like a good kind of segue into this new phase. So I'm really excited about the new music that I'm working on.
Are you taking an approach to a new, different approach? Or you kind of, has the process for songwriting for you and this new era changed a little bit?
I mean, everything's different now, you know, just coming out of the last 3 years that we all came out of, just everything feels different. Like literally in that song, just the idea of time is just so much more limited now for me, especially. So it's like when I'm putting the time in to be creative and to work on my art, like I'm making it count. Like I can't just like mess around for 7 hours, you know, it's like, I just don't have that time anymore. But it's been really cool to watch how much more productive I can actually be, which is cool.
That's cool. That's a good turn.
It's been nice.
That's awesome.
It's been cool.
Now, you know, you just released your albums 2 years out. You're performing. You have a new song out. Feeling Myself is out everywhere right now. What can we come to expect for Mono Gem in this coming, maybe this part of the year into next year?
Yeah.
What can you tell us that isn't too under wraps?
Lots more new music. I'm planning to put out a new song like every 6 to 8 weeks from now on. So yeah, kind of like through the whole year. And I haven't thought about yet like if I want to group them up into an EP or an album or whatever, but I'm just kind of rolling with it. Just seeing what happens. Kind of like how I did it before Garedeña. I'm like,
Kind of releasing things here and there. And you're just going to let your garden tell you when.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I usually say the universe.
It's like even when you make all these plans and all these things, nothing goes to plan anyway. So you might as well just like kind of ride the wave.
That's cool. Well, I'm excited for what's to come, no matter what is to come. I appreciate you taking the time to come in here and speaking to us.
You're about to
play some songs. So
yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Everybody, that's Mono Gem. Don't forget, all the information for her is down below. And we're going to get into 3 songs. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. We'll continue to stay here. That's it. I was going to say press play, but just stay here.
Stay here.
Down in the open with the smell of the ocean. In the same old position, already driven the distance, but everything feels different. Heart in my hand, I've been through it, riding the high. I'm feeling myself. back in my body. Made it out alive in one piece. It's a new kind of happy. Oh, I got my heart in my hand. I've been through it. Riding the highs and the lows. Life is in color and music. Baby, I'm finally home. Me siento, yo. I'm feeling myself.
Bienvenidos a mi, dámela, dámela, hey.
cuida mi corazón, ya no soy yo. Sigo caminando y moviéndome, pero yo no soy yo. Que soy, soy lo que soy. Cada día, cada noche, cada mañana, cada nota. Soy lo que soy, soy lo que soy. Algo me está cambiando, solo yo lo siento. Soy lo que soy. Cada día, cada noche, cada mañana, cada nota. Soy lo que soy. Soy lo que soy. Oh, I am what I am. I am. Cada día, cada noche, cada mañana, cada nota. Soy lo que soy, soy lo que soy.
Muchísimas gracias to the Soca Sound. Thank you so much for having us. I'm Manu Jem. We love you.
Algo me está cambiando. Ahora
the SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.